Raven, the Emperor Roscoe.
Out of the hot RG land, bringing to you direct from the hot city of Santa Rosa. This is your man, Newford, a close friend of your little boy, Glennie. And here we have the man himself. Glennie, baby, take it away, Glennie!
Hey, lay it on me, brother.
All right.
Well, Dad and Mom and fellow brethren, this is your son, Elder Wicker number one, down here in Argentine land. We're ready tonight to embark upon a very special trip as we peek into the past and unfold some of the mysteries which were experienced by us as little Wickercitos. So here we go, as we unfold some of the things we did, some of the things that stand out most in my mind. I have the assistance here of the famous Newford, which is he who introduced me. I also have the famous Elder Lucas, artist, linguist, and all-around good guy. And we have over here Bullwinkle, Elder Dixon. Well, we'll be hearing more from each of these brethren as we go along. But now, let us remember when we were kids, and we didn't know exactly how to talk.
What's going on, Sonny?
He hit me.
I can't understand a thing you're saying. Talk like a man.
Daddy, he hit me.
Now, son, quit your whining. Talk like a man.
Daddy, he hit me.
Now, son, I can't understand you. Quit your whining. Now, speak like a man.
Daddy, he was hitting
son?
Me.
Oh, shut up, Dad. I didn't want to talk to you anyway.
And then I recall one very special experience. I really don't recall it, but you've told me about it. As we were strolling along Delaware Lane, on the Harley. Okay, son, let's slow down. Don't you think we better slow down now? Son, there's a curve coming. It's a 90-degree curve. Son, slow down! It's all yours, son. And then we all recall the days, the golden days, of the single file brigade. All right, kids, I'm going to go in this door. You all stand here along the wall with your arms folded and don't touch anything.
You know something? This is really kind of a drag sitting here. I'm really getting tired of it. All the time we're standing here single file like a little bunch of idiots.
Well, Chucky, I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go touch me a can of peas.
Benji, you haven't better do that. You know why you haven't better do that?
Why?
Because Daddy said that we better stay here and fold our arms. And if you do, you're really gonna get a boy, I tell you.
Well, I think I'm gonna go do it anyway.
Boy, you haven't better.
Well, I'm going to. I think that I shall never see a can as lovely as these peas. I done went and touched them. What are you gonna do now?
Oh my gosh, here comes Daddy. I told you not to do that. Daddy, I told him not to go over there and touch some peas. We're supposed to stand here and be good little wicker seekers, but he wouldn't even listen to me, Daddy.
Well, Chucky, you think you're gonna tell the whole town?
No, just Daddy.
And then, from your Air Force days, I guess you acquired the habit of the inspection.
Okay, guys, let's get up and at it. Daddy's gonna be up for inspection in about 10 minutes. Everyone, come on, Benji, you get out of bed. Benji, wake up!
Why you shut up,
friend? Oh, Benji, you're getting pretty mean. You just wait. I'm gonna go get my things already. You're gonna get in trouble.
Don't wear my shoes. I'll show you.
Come on, Benji. You better hurry up. Dad's gonna be coming any second now. Benji, get out of bed.
Here it comes, bitches. You see what I told you? Come on, bitches, you better hurry up, man. Everyone light up. Light up, everybody.
All right, sons. Inspection time. Why, Ben, Chucky, why, those fingernails, they're spotless.
Of course, Dudley.
Open your mouth. Why, those teeth? Why, how shiny. And you even shined your shoes this morning.
I spitty shit inside them.
Leave it.
Take two.
Shoes. Why, how shiny. You even shined them this morning.
Yes, Daddy, I did a spit shine. They look so nice.
Very good. And Benji?
Yes, Dad.
Why those fingernails? They've got a spot on.
Well, it's on the stove.
Well, Benj. And your shoes, one of the shoelaces is tied crooked.
Well, gee,
And why, your pillow looks like it's been turned over.
Well, I distinctly remember that.
It even looks like you've slept in it.
Well, I think I did.
All right, Benj. I hate to do this, but if you don't pass inspection tomorrow, you don't get a ride to school today.
And then I'm sure you remember, Dad, many times you made sure we had a reason to be crying.
Here I am, up on top of the house, playing Superman. Watch me fly!
Alright, son, what's the problem? Now, son, shut up before I have to give you something to cry about.
And Dad, remember how you always told us how good the bum stew was?
Daddy, wake up. Daddy, wake up.
What do you want?
Is it time to go on our camping trip yet?
Our kids, we're leaving at 6:30 and it's only 4 in the morning. Go back.
My daddy, I want to go.
Go back to bed.
Okay.
Oh,
boy! It's time to go on our first camping trip.
Gee,
let's go, Daddy. Let's go, Dad.
Okay.
Don't get it.
Okay, let's go pack the car now.
Oh, I want to go now, Dad.
Well, you gotta pack the car. Everyone's gotta help.
Okay,
everyone in.
I hit the window.
I hit the window, Dad.
Now shut up and get in there.
Here we are, Dad. Oh, boy, let's all get up. Hey, are we going to make the bum stew?
Sure. Oh, wow, man. Bum stew. That is the best stuff. We're going to put onions and carrots and tomatoes and potatoes and
that.
All kinds
how
of
How long does it
spices.
Take to cook, Daddy?
Oh, it only takes about 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. 20 minutes.
About 20 minutes. Okay, get the pot going. Someone get the fire going over there. Okay, it's...
Hey, Daddy, it's boiling already.
All right, okay. Oh, Glennie, go fix the wood. Looks like you're getting a tip over there.
Daddy, I spilled a little bit.
Oh,
But Daddy, just a little bit.
Oh, no. Why did I do that? Well, Glennie, here's a carrot. You can see how it would have been anyway.
Oh, thanks, Dad. That was pretty good.
Oh, yes, and there were always those things, those little things, that we had to learn by experience.
Hey, Glenn, come over here. I want to help me work on the car here.
Okay, Daddy. Here, Dad, what can I do?
Here, hold these two wires for me, Glenn. Now, be very careful. Be very careful with these two.
You sure they won't shock me?
They won't. Just take care and just do what your daddy says.
Damn, they shocked me.
I never could stand little kids anyway.
And then, of course, there was always the episode of the haircut.
Oh, boy, Dad. Is it my turn to have a haircut?
Okay, son. Just a minute. Here we go.
But, Dad, not real short, okay? I mean, I'm...
Oh, that's all right.
I'm a young man now. The girls are going after me now.
Here we go. Just a little bit off here, huh?
just... Honey, remember, not too much. I don't want my little boy looking funny.
No, don't you worry, honey. Here we go now.
Oh!
Oops, a little bit of neck hair. We're gonna have to... we're gonna have to turn that baby up. Nah, just a second here. Get that baby going. All right, here we go.
Man, why are you always neck me?
Now, son, you know you like it when I'm hairy.
I nicked it again.
Oh, this is gonna have to be a mohawk. I'm sorry. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Honey! Oh, that's good. Okay.
Church like that?
Oh, now come on, dear. You just don't worry about it. Okay, son, let's get up here.
Hey, that's pretty good. I like my new hairstyle. Is it the end thing?
Well, it sure was when I was a kid.
Oh, boy.
Okay, get up here. Let's shake the hair off here.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. Stand there. Okay, turn around. Here, let's start. Okay, turn around.
I don't like hair, guys.
And then, I guess you always dreamed of a city of Enoch in your little household, because you'd settle for nothing less than perfection.
Hey, Dad, can I try it now? Can I shoot the .22?
Okay, now, son, just a minute. Now, there's a Pepsi can set up out there. You see the P on the Pepsi can?
Yeah, Dad.
Okay, now there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Now, how do you do this?
No, the other way around. Other way around.
Okay.
Now, just hit the can. Just hit the can.
You want me to, where do I hit it, Dad?
Just right there on that P there, that P right there.
The first P or the second P, Dad?
No, the second P. The second P
the second
is
P.
A little bit smaller.
Okay.
Right here.
Hey, Dad, I hit it, Dad.
Son, I'm sorry, but you only got the left half of the P.
But, Dad...
But I wanted you to hit it right in the middle of the piece, and that is only 75 yards with open sights.
But that's the first time I've ever shot a gun.
Son, all I want is perfection. Is that too much to ask?
Well, family, this is the real me. I admit that first part of the tape's pretty weird, but we sure had fun doing it last night. We stayed up till about 12:30 at night doing it. It's not meant to be derogatory or anything, but we just took some of the things that I'd remembered, and I've been writing them down for the last couple of weeks, and we decided to act them out and make them sound ridiculous. So the rest of this tape, I doubt if I'll be able to fill it all up, because it's almost time to go to work. But I wanted to talk to y'all for a while. That tooth that I've been having trouble with, right now, I had it filled and everything, and right now it's really loose. It feels like it could fall out easy, but I'll try to keep it in for 6 months. I don't know. It doesn't hurt or anything anymore, but it sure is loose, and it feels like it's falling in. But I'll just don't need to worry about it, because I'll just keep it in there with my tongue. Let's see. I guess I told you everything about that experience I had with Brother Mitchell Leck last week in the letter, where I got to drive out here to Santa Rosa with the second counselor in the mission presidency. Anyway, that was really a good experience. And this Sunday, we had a special presentation by all the missionaries of each of the organizations in the church. You know, like the MIA, the Relief Society, the Sunday School, Primary, Priesthood, Young Adults. And it really got me excited about it, and I'm sure it got the whole branch excited. So we're getting those things started, and it's a lot of work to get those organizations started. But it's worth it, because that way the members are involved and their testimony grows. And it's not so easy for them to fall away so quickly. Very few of the members realize the importance of church. Although they like it and they agree with it, their testimonies are just so thin, you know, just so little, that I'm sure this way we'll be able to help them to brighten their testimonies and prepare themselves for the second coming. Oh, let's see. How's Rachel doing? I hope she's feeling better. Typhoid fever is a pretty serious thing, isn't it? I know there was an elder down here that had it, and they almost had to send home. I don't know whether they finally sent him home or not, but I sure hope she gets over it. Hey, Mom, that's neat about you being nominated for the high school PTA president. Boy, that'd be quite an added responsibility on your shoulders. But I knowing your beliefs and everything and how you stand up for what's right, I'm sure it would be a good deal for the whole PTA. I hope you have success. Well, I hope the Lord's will is done. And I guess you should be finding out pretty quick what the results were, wouldn't you? My garments still haven't got here. They should be getting here any day, because see, what happens is if it's a little package, they send it directly to the post office here in Santa Rosa. But if it's a bigger package, then they take it to the customs office in Bahia Blanca, and then from Bahia Blanca they send a notice to me here in Santa Rosa, and then I sign the notice and put $5 worth of stamps on it, which is about 10 cents, and then send it back to them in Bahia Blanca, and then they send with that 5 mil worth of stamps, they send the package to me. So I've already got the notice and I've sent it back, so the package should be here any day now. I hope so, because I really need those garments pretty quick. I got my new companion last week. I told you in the letter, but then I didn't know him very well. I've got to know him a little better now. His name's Elder Dixon from, I can't remember, somewhere in Connecticut. But he's a good elder, and he's learned four of the charlas in the LTM, and he knows them pretty well. He's quite a talker. He seems to always be talking. And that's one thing that I'm just the opposite of, you know. During study time, I like to study, but he likes to talk. And most of my companions have always been the quiet kind too. So it's kind of a difference. But we're getting along real well. He's doing real good with the language. He's very loud and nervous when he speaks in Spanish, but he'll mellow out, I'm sure. He's a real good elder. Our whole district here is pretty fantastic. Now that I'm in the last 6 months of my mission, I've decided to turn over a new leaf, and that doesn't mean that I'm going from bad to good. I'm just trying to improve in many little ways where I haven't done on my mission up to now. Having all these things to do with the branch and with the district and then with my own companionship, it leaves very little time for me to have my personal study. And so I've seen the need to have more personal study. So I'm going to start getting up at 6 o'clock every morning instead of 6:30. And I know that extra half hour really could make a lot of difference in my morning preparations. There's, I used to be the only elder I knew that did as many GQs as I did. But lately, you know, it's a thing you have to do constantly, or if you let go for a while, it's just as hard to start back into it as it was at first, like when you first started doing it. And I've fallen out of it since I've been out here. And that's a thing I want to get into, and it's so hard to start, but it's so easy once you get started. So I've had the experience. I don't know why I'm being so slow about it. But I've been getting myself a lot more organized lately, and I feel like I can do things in an orderly fashion. But there's still lots of things I need to do to improve, and I'm going to make sure I do everything right during this last 6 months and put more emphasis on the proselyting work and finding new people, because I feel out here in Santa Rosa we've kind of been too quiet. Many people don't know who we are, and it shouldn't be that way. Everybody should know who we are. So we're gonna, me and my companion at least, are gonna be like, well, do the missionary work the way I did it in Erlingham and in Castellar. And we're gonna have lots of success that way. Since President Harris came, we changed our prerogatives, I mean our priorities. Try to use these big words and I get mixed up. Changed our priorities from, you know, from tracting to teaching group meetings. And since we've done that, you know, tracking's been the fourth priority. And so everybody tries to stay away from that. But I've found that although it is the fourth priority, it is a priority, one of the priorities. And that it's an important thing to do when you need to find new blood to put into your investigator list. And it's also a very important thing to do to help a new elder learn how to speak. Because if you're always visiting people that you've already had, that you've already been visiting, then usually the senior companion will have to do all the talking, because he's already acquainted with the personal problems and well, what's been going on with that family. Where the junior, the new elder, he doesn't know anything about him, so he can't say anything. And besides that, he feels bashful in his speech. So, but when you tract, you know, the person you're talking to is new to both of you. And even though it's hard for quite a while, for a week or so, the new elder at least learns to use his wings. So we're going to be doing some more tracting. For sure, we're not going to take time out of doing more effective stuff just to track. But we're going to, the time when there's not anything real specific to do, then we're going to track for a while. So I really expect that this 6 months of my mission should be the most effective 6 months. Effective part of my mission, because I've got the language down to a good enough degree where I can explain pretty well anything to anybody. And I've got the charlas down. I've got the tools and the methods that the mission uses. And I feel I've got the help of the Lord's Spirit. So I got to use these months right. There's many. And it would be very easy in these last 6 months to just slide, because you know you're going home pretty quick and you start daydreaming about what you're going to do when you get home and everything. Start trunking out, they call it. But I'm not going to do that, because I realize that the year and a half up to now has been to prepare me for this time now. All the leadership positions I've had up to now were just to prepare me for this point. So I hope you'll all continue to pray for me and pray that I'll be able to live up to the challenge that I've given myself. Oh, we're gonna have a baptism this Saturday. Maybe I told you in that last letter, but the man is a hare lip that his wife's already been a member for about 7 years. And he's really a humble man. His wife has been disfellowshipped from the church for a while. And now he's going to join the church because he's really forgiving to the wife and everything.
And we're looking forward to his baptism this Saturday.
Well, I want to hear.
Now you can help me make a decision. You see, when I get home, it'll be late in August. College starts late in September. That leaves me 1 month. Right?
You get it.
Okay. Well, as you know, I won't have any money when I get home. And as you know, you'll have two sons on a mission when I get home. So, I've almost completely decided that I'm just going to work until January and then start school. But between January and, I mean, between August and January, there are many things I want to do. So, Dad, I guess you can start that business of yours and I'll take care of it. But if you don't want to, then I'll just have to find a job somewhere else. Huh? He says I can go work at his mill. You know that big mill off Riverdale Road? It's called Aldo Wheat. Big Green Monster. Well, that belongs to the brother-in-law. Is it brother-in-law?
Well, they're in the track section right now.
Well, it belonged to his dad, Elder Dalton. He's from Roy.
Oh.
Sunset.
That's right.
So, I guess I'll just wait till then to go to school. And then Elder Dalton will almost be home by then, sort of, he says.
You wait until then.
If I wait until then. Right. He wants to make some trips on his on Kawasaki 900s before we get married. Oh, by the way, I just gave my first haircut today to Elder Dalton. He looks like a wet raccoon right now. He gave me my last three or four haircuts too.
I don't think
he
said the last
one. Oh, yeah, he didn't give me the last one. Oh, you know what I need? I need the January ensign because I waited for so long to get the December ensign because the October ensign had the first part of the article, A Strange New Thing in the Land. And then the November ensign was the conference report, so it didn't have the second part. So I had to wait so long just to get the December part. And I got it, and it continues again into the January part. So I need a January one, but it won't get down here for at least another 2 months. No, another month. By the way, I lost another 4 or 6 pounds. Because the last 3 or 4 days I've been sick. I got a tummy ache. And I had diarrhea. And I didn't feel too good. So I didn't eat anything for a few days. Well, I ate little things. And I drank a lot. And now I'm well. Milk. Now I'm well. And I went to the scale. And I found that I lost another few pounds. So, in August, I was about 183 pounds. Now I'm 165-pound weakling. I have no muscles. I have no wrists. And here I sit. All I can do is twiddle my thumbs. Shut up. But anyway, I'm going to start an extensive exercise program so that when I come back, at least you'll recognize me. Elder Dalton here, he's what you call a stud. He's got muscle all over him. And he makes me look like a 97-pound weakling.
I got two muscles coming back. I've been working for 75 days now, and I've got two muscles showing up.
Yep. I'm very proud of you. Well, as I can tell, you're getting bored with this tape. So it's about time to quit. And I love y'all. You want to sing a song? I want y'all to know that my testimony has really grown, and although right now I'm turning over a new leaf, I still feel very satisfied with my mission up to now, and I hope to even accomplish more now. There are times when the love that I have for my family is hard to contain, and I know that I got the greatest family on the earth.